Hello and welcome to the Everyday Incredible Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kitchen. I want to help you find your balance, find your passion, and learn to make every day incredible.
On today's audio blog, we'll be discussing resisting the devil. Throughout the month of August, we have focused on affirmations as positive, healthy, and helpful self-talk. However, affirmations are not limited to self-talk. We live in a society that's quick to point out the negative. Any time spent on social media will certainly highlight this. Check out any political post, any article on public breastfeeding, or, well, really any article that goes viral and is seen by keyboard warriors who care nothing about the person posting or the person referenced. It is both frightening and discouraging how quick people can be to tear others down just because they can. We talked last week about the spiritual influences around us, and this is no different. The spiritual battlefield is real, and finding balance means we have to learn to acknowledge it for what it is. With that said, I'd like to turn this post toward affirming those around us. Negativity can be an easy habit to form and a hard one to break. How many of you have found yourself in a vicious cycle of no, stop, don't with your children, or in pointing out the negative in situations you face with your spouse? Telling yourself it'll never get better? Telling your friends only the bad stuff happening to you? I know I have. It wears us all down when we get into that mode. Misery loves company, so the saying goes. But I'd like to stop here and share the verse that has played over and over in my head lately. James 4:7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. I'm realizing more and more what resisting the devil really looks like. It's not only telling him to go away, but I totally do that too in a very determined defiance. But it also looks like replacing those negative thoughts, criticisms, and hopeless statements with what we know is true and healthy. It looks like going against that sinful, selfish human nature when you're tempted to fire back a jab when your feelings are hurt. And it looks like giving your child a hug when you feel like screaming. It looks like going to your spouse and saying, I love you. How can we work on this together? Instead of slamming the door as you walk away. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Okay, I'm being completely real with y'all when I tell you I had really gotten myself pulled into that negative cycle for a while. With God's help, I'm really working to change that. This morning, my 6-year-old dumped his entire bowl of cereal in his lap. I kept my cool. He helped clean it up, and the morning went on, and there was a lot of giggling about various things that happened, such as me letting my 3-year-old brush my teeth so he wouldn't whine about me brushing his. That was entertaining. At one point, I looked at my husband, and I commented on the difference, and I realized that is what resisting the devil often looks like in practice. In another recent situation, I said something through text that came across poorly. It nearly caused a big blow-up between my husband and me. I felt that nagging temptation to snap at the response, though I completely understood how it had come across and why he was upset. I hesitated. I responded with an apology and reminded him that I loved him and that I didn't mean for the statement to come across like it had. The moment passed and it didn't escalate. I later realized again, that is what resisting the devil often looks like in practice. I thanked God and thought, ha, you didn't play me that time, Satan. I'm learning how important it is not only to resist the devil for my own self, but also to build up those around me. I'm trying to make a conscious effort to give more frequent affirmations to my family and others I encounter. Have you heard something positive about someone you know? Tell them. Is your spouse having a tough time at work? Tell him how appreciated he is. Tell your kids how great they are. Make sure you're taking time to acknowledge what's true of those around you. Look for their strengths. You will often be able to see those strengths much more quickly than they will. Help them resist the devil's tactics by affirming them every chance you get with what you know is true. I'd like to get you started with some examples, but I would love for you to share your own as well. You are loved. You are appreciated. You are a great kid. You're such a great worker. You inspire me. I'm so thankful you're my husband. I'm so thankful for your friendship. You are a great listener. You are a blessing to me. You brighten my day. You bring me joy. You did such a great job with that. You rock. I'm so thankful to be your mommy. You make me smile. You are doing fantastic. Thank you. Think about what affirmations you would love to hear from others. Can you think of someone else who needs to hear the same? Tell them today. I'd like to leave you with one more passage for the week. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. If you would like some more personalized support as you work to balance your life through affirmations, check out the Take the Next Step tab here at everydayincredible.net. Check back next week for more thoughts on finding Christ-centered life balance. What areas of life do you find are most difficult to balance? I look forward to hearing from you in the groups and want you to remember that every day is full of opportunities, so make every day. Please know that the information provided by Everyday Incredible is not intended to replace individual mental health treatment. If you're not currently working with a mental health professional counselor, we encourage you to find one that is a good fit for you.